Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll learn more about the Eau Claire Area Hmong Mutual Assistance Association and their executive director, 36-year-old Tru Vu. That's next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. The declared mission of the Eau Claire Area Hmong Mutual Assistance Association is, quote, "We are here to empower people, advance cultures, and enhance the quality of life for Chippewa Valley low-income families." Their vision is articulated this way. "We envision a socially, educationally, and economically just society for all communities in the Chippewa Valley to enjoy for current and future generations." And finally, in regards to empowerment, they say, "We believe given opportunities and support, every person can achieve their full potential." Their 36-year-old executive director of going on 1 year this July is Tru Vu. She explains her background and what led her to become the executive director.
My family came to the United States in 1987, and, you know, I was born in a refugee camp and then came here at that time. I've lived in Eau Claire ever since. I graduated from UWEC with actually a background in ceramics, with a BFA in ceramics, and so I thought I would be going and venturing out into the art world, but then life has a different path for me. And during my time at UWEC, I did have some background in education as well. So when I graduated, I started working for the Eau Claire Area School District, working predominantly with the Hmong students and the families. And that really gave me the passion of servicing the Hmong community. And then I had to leave the school district with personal reasons and found a remote job working with Black and Brown Women Power Coalition as the lead organizer. And with that program, I did a lot of civic engagement work, also addressing different types of topics and issues going on in Eau Claire, trying to find ways how to advocate for the Hmong community as a whole, versus when I was working for the school district, it was just for, you know, one school. And I really enjoyed that, just learning how to advocate, finding solutions, building relationships, collaborating with other organizations.
Vu says when the executive director job opened up for the Hmong Mutual Assistance Association, she just felt like it was time for her to take on this role.
And thank goodness the people who, the hiring committee also agreed that I was a good fit for this place. And I've been here for about 9 months now. So it's been a great, 11 months. In July, it would be 12 months. So, time has just been flying. And I think a lot of things that we're doing here is very impactful for the community.
Vu says she's been in Eau Claire since she was a year and a half old.
My parents were living in Laos, and they had crossed the Mekong River to Thailand. And then when we were in Thailand, we were at refugee camps, and you had to apply to come to the United States. My aunt already came before we did, my dad's sister, and so she actually resided in Eau Claire, and she was the one who kind of started off the paper, and then a family with a Lutheran, from a Lutheran church, actually were the ones who sponsored us to come to the United States.
It's probably an overly broad question, but what is Tru Vu's assessment of the Eau Claire Hmong community?
We have the first generations, and then, you know, the second generation, and then we have those that came that came for second wave in 2004. And so, you know, there's some of us who knows how to speak English and who are very educated, who are very successful, and then others who don't know how to speak English still, and we're, you know, trying to find ways to help them out. So there's a wide range of different needs.
What does Tru Vu think of how the Eau Claire Area Hmong population is integrated into the larger community over the years?
Yeah, you know, that's such a great question, because I think it really depends on your experiences, and my experience might have been a little different, but I think how we've integrated into, you know, this city is, you know, we are the largest minority group here. A lot of us have found our passions and how to actually be a part of the community. So, you know, if we talk about the farmers market, a lot of our first generation, they're really familiar with gardening, with different gardening techniques, and, you know, there's 80% of us who are the Hmong vendors at the farmers market. And then if you think about professionally, there's like chiropractors, doctors, dentists, lawyers that are part of this, educators. We have principals, people who are working in the admin down at the Eau Claire Area School District. So you can see the involvement and the just how the Hmong community is growing. We still have some like businesses, lots of restaurants, I feel. So I don't know. I always like to say that we're definitely coloring Eau Claire with our cultures and our traditions and our food.
Yeah, and even as you say that, I mean, it just occurs to me that's a beautiful part of Eau Claire. And again, I've been here since the early 80s, so I've been here maybe even longer, you know, about 40 years. But I mean, I think that's a beautiful, wonderful part of Eau Claire. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so that's the beautiful part. And then if you flip it to the other side, you know, I think just recently we are finally really coming out to really voice our opinions and our needs, especially during COVID. You know, we know that we are, you know, part of that community that is like hard to reach or like have more disparities. So it really takes a whole community to come together to see what our needs are. And so now we have like different Hmong organizations, not just the Hmong Association, but like I said, we have Black and Brown, we have Hailed, we have Hmong PTA, coming together and seeing what are the needs of the Hmong community and how can we help support them during COVID, or how do we go forward from this? Yeah, and it's like, okay, well, who do we reach out to? And just getting people at the table and hoping that those that are at the table are impactful and are able to voice our concerns and worries.
As True Vu approaches 1 year as executive director of the Eau Claire Area Hmong Mutual Assistance Association, I asked her this. The write-up says that that association offers holistic programs that are geared toward helping individuals and families to become self-sufficient. So give me kind of an overview.
Yeah, so we have lots of services, and our goal is to enhance the lives here. And so our services are so broad, but the ones that we have advocates that help with victims of crime, with sexual assault and domestic violence. So people come to us and we help them with money to like set up their lives after they get a divorce because maybe their income is lower. So then we help them set up their feet. We have a food pantry here as well. So folks who don't have enough money to go out to buy food will come here and utilize our food pantry. And we're actually working with Feed My People to make it more culturally relevant. So now we're getting some more Asian, and, you know, specific food for our Hmong folks. We also have a group specifically geared towards the elders. We know that they've gone through different trauma. They have different needs, different health needs as well. So we have a support group for them. We also have one for the youth. And it's really how to navigate their future and how to build leadership and strong citizens. We do have a housing assistance. So we help with emergency funds if folks lose their job or they're sick and they can't afford their rent or mortgage. They can come here and we can help them assist with money for a few months. Same thing with utilities. And then, you know, overall, then we also just do different types of workshops here. So sometimes, you know, we'll have a job fair. We held one in February for the whole community, and in October we're going to be holding one for the high schoolers and college students. And then we've had like community dinners where it's free and people can just come and learn about our agency, get together. And we also work a lot with other agencies that support or do similar work with us and kind of like collaborate on how we can support each other to, you know, support the Hmong community or the community at large.
I asked True Vu, the executive director of the Hmong Mutual Assistance Association, are there less needs than in the past, more, or staying the same?
So this is the agency kind of adapts to what the needs are for the Hmong community. So in the beginning, when the Hmong Association was created, it was to help with language. So it was like, we're going to teach them how to speak English because, you know, of course that's going to help them with finding jobs, going to school, you know, same thing with work development. And we still have all of those here. It's just not as a high need right now. It has kind of shifted now to see, you know, what the needs are for the Hmong community. And it is a lot of, you know, legal aspects to, all the way to, keeping our culture and our traditions alive. Because in the past, it was, you know, really ingrained into our memories and, you know, the practices that we do. But now it's like we're merging two cultures together. And at the same time, we don't want our younger generation to lose that. So now we're having Hmong traditional classes for like weddings and funerals, dance classes. This coming week, we're having a Hmong cooking class. And it's just, you know, how do we preserve our culture at the same time? Like, how do we meet the needs of our Hmong community, whether if that's with, like, housing, with food, shelter?
And what is a way that you would love to see the Hmong Association grow in the future in terms of its helpfulness to the Hmong citizens?
Yeah. For me, I am such a... I love to think big, right? And I want to do some more celebrations. I want to do have a museum, not at the agency, but in a different place to really showcase who we are, where we came from. You know, for me, it's always about educating. So I would kind of want to gear that, you know, towards that way. I want to work with other agencies too, and have people come and talk, be a part of this education, talk about their history, talk about their trauma, talk about their success, and like how can we show the different varieties of folks that are in our city.
And finally, True Vu wants to remind listeners.
We have the Hmong New Year coming up this year. For the past couple of years, we haven't had it due to COVID. So we're really excited about that, and it's open up to the whole community. We're still looking for a location. But once that comes out, we'll share it out with everyone. But we would love everyone to just come and try our food, celebrate with us, watch different performances. There's going to be dance and singing competition. So, like I said, you know, we definitely want to bring out more festivities into Eau Claire, and just so that people really know who we are.
Vu emphasizes that everyone is welcome to the Hmong New Year celebration later in the year.
Everyone is welcome. Hmong people are very hospitable, and we love to host folks. So please come join us. And we love people learning about our history and our culture and our traditions.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the highlights or draws or attractions or the bigger reasons that people should come in? And then where will the Hmong New Year celebration take place?
So usually it happens in the second weekend of November because the Hmong New Year celebrates the harvest time. So in the past, it's been at the YMCA Sports Center, and we're connecting with them again to see if we can do it over there, or if not, then we have to find a different facility. So we don't know exactly where it's going to be, but once we do figure that out, we'll let you all know. But I think, like I said, once you get there, you'll see all of us dressed in our Hmong clothes because we don't get a lot of chances to wear Hmong clothes. And you'll get to taste the food that we have. And like I said, you know, just the performances and cultural dances are beautiful to watch. So I think you'll learn a lot and you'll get to taste a lot too.
The executive director of the Eau Claire Area Hmong Mutual Assistance Association, 36-year-old True Vu, our guest on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. You can learn more about the association at their website, ECAHMAA.org. That's ECAHMAA.org. The preceding Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks so much for listening. We get the podcast posted at WIB.com. And join us again next Sunday, 5:05, straight up on WOGO and WOGO.com. And right around 5:05 on sister station FM 103.7, WWIB and WIB.com. Thanks for listening.